You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 22, Mandy spills the beans on her unhealthy eating habits in Confessions of a Health Coach. Welcome to our show. We are Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. We are co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching. We are certified coaches, speakers, writers, and best friends. And we started Big Blue Couch Coaching as a company for all people who feel worthless, stressed, and unhappy. And we really, really work to equip you with the skills to conquer those obstacles in your life, discover your self-worth and confidence, and live that vibrant life you've always wanted to live. And today is a special show because Mandy is going to be sharing a story with us. Ooh. And she is spilling the beans on some of her, well, one, unhealthy eating habit. And one of my favorite things about Mandy as a health coach is that she is real. She does not sugarcoat the truth. She knows that food can be a struggle for people, and she's brave enough to share her own story and the things that she struggles with, even with the title of health coach behind her name. And I know that you can relate to her story. So here is Mandy.
Well, thank you, Rachel. You know, when it really comes down to it, food addictions are never about the food. It goes deeper. At the root of every addiction to food or beverages is a need that is not being met, a deep soul-quenching desire that is present in all of us. The first time I stepped into a real Starbucks coffee shop, I felt a thrill of excitement. Standing in line with my aunt at that tender age of 18, I felt totally grown up, mature, sophisticated. Yes, I had enjoyed the famous Starbucks hot chocolate several times at my local Barnes & Noble, but now it was time to get serious. So I ordered a very grown-up drink, a Grande Caramel Macchiato. I believe I got that drink idea from Sex and the City when it was starting to be syndicated on TBS, and I heard this drink dancing off the lips of Carrie, and I decided whether or not to get sucked into another television show. And that drink, it caught me, but that's a whole other topic. You see, it soon became my signature drink. Starbucks shops were popping up at every corner in my small city, and so began my love affair with a steamy caramel espresso-laden drink. On gloomy days, I found myself detouring through the drive-thru for my own personal burst of sunshine. When I felt sad, Caramel Macchiato was there to remind me that happiness was just around the corner in a cup. As the years went by, I found myself finding comfort and a sense of belonging from this faithful companion. If I felt neglected or forgotten, Starbucks was always there to remind me of how important and sophisticated I truly was. Yes, I realize how stupid this sounds. In fact, I often share this story when I am coaching students in a health workshop, and some of them stare back at me in disbelief as I vulnerably lay my weakness out before them. And I admit that this is stupid. The stupidity of this addiction is crazy. And I admit the fact that I'm okay openly sharing it with them. But some of them look at me like they understand, because they can relate. And I can see it in their eyes. I can hear it in the voices of them when they are sharing with me on a group call. And that's why I'm sharing this. Because maybe, just maybe, you can relate too. This has been an ongoing struggle for me for far too long. Over a decade, really. And I had a sneaking suspicion that I was addicted. But only recently did I muster up the courage to admit to myself that it's much more than that. It's deeper. Because addictions always are. I am emotionally attached to Starbucks. Phew. There, I said it. Can I get a reward now, please, for my honesty? Maybe another caramel macchiato? I'm just kidding. But the fact is, you see, I'm no longer okay with letting my feelings be stimulated by this beverage. The fact that I'm a health coach only intensifies my desire to overcome this. Please hear me. Latte treats of any sort really, are not bad from time to time. However, getting a big treat 7 days in a row because you're lonely, mad, sad, irritated, or you just need an instant happiness is a big problem. And I'm finally willing to do something about it. I'm finally willing to get to the bottom of it, no matter how hard or how ugly it is. Because only then will true healing and total health be attained. And in order to do this, we have to get in touch with our why. Because our why matters. A way to find out our why is to ask ourselves this question. What is my relationship with food? And also ask this other question. What foods give me an emotional fulfillment? And as you listen to my story, maybe there are some addictions that come to your mind. Maybe you quickly buried them from your train of thought because they irritated you or made you feel a little too vulnerable. You know what? That's totally fine. And I completely understand. However, let me ask you an even more important question. If not today, when? Dear friend, your health matters. You are worth getting healthy. Not only that, the story you will have from your own journey to better health will help inspire others to do the same. Someone will find the strength to rise up because of your story. So it's time to overcome your addictions. Join me. Grab the bull by the horns and man up. Face the giants that are holding you back because it's your turn to dig deep and overcome.
Mandy, thank you so much for sharing your story. And I know this is going to really resonate with a lot of people because, like you said in the beginning, food addictions are always about something deeper. And Mandy shared some amazing insight with you. And we would love for you to share with us your comments below about what you just heard, because I bet it's a lot to digest. So you probably need to go back through and listen again to her story. And when you do, make sure that you comment below on some of your own struggles with food or what you've had to overcome with addictions in this area. And we will respond. We love to hear from you. And when you leave a comment, we will absolutely respond to you. And we also want to invite you to hang out with us every day on our Facebook page. And you can find that link on our website at bigbluecouchcoaching.com. It's a great community for you to get some encouragement and to move forward with your life and just get some of those health and nutrition tips that you might need to help you overcome some of this food addiction you might be dealing with. But we want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.